these prelates that we have, they do prattle on about mercy all the freaking time. They prattle on about surprises of the Holy Spirit and unity and the spirit of Vatican II and all this kind of stuff. And we're all supposed to sing Kumbaya and grab hands and grab something else and insert Lavender Mafia. And we're all supposed to sort of just get along, aren't we? But then when it actually comes down to it, they're ruthless. And they'll slit your throat while smiling at you, metaphorically. 5 days or 1 week before Christmas Eve. On the eve of Christmas Eve, essentially. They decide to drop a nuke. They could have waited, but then again, they would have actually, I mean, there's no way they would have waited. It's kind of like trying to understand the politicians of our day. It's like, well, they could have done this, and they could have done that, and they could have done that, and they could have done this, and why didn't they do that? That would have been easier to people to handle. They'd have to be good human beings for that to be the case. It's just something sad we have to recognize. You know, they'd have to actually care about your business to try to not have it closed during a lockdown, but they don't care. They just don't care. They'd have to actually care about traditional Catholicism to not try to destroy it on the eve of Christmas, but they don't care. This isn't a polemic. This isn't a, this isn't me beating my chest and saying, I'm so much better than these bishops. No, none of that at all. This is just a statement of fact. You know, it's kind of like, you can tell what does a man hold most dear. You can look what he spends his money on. What does a man hold most dear? It's what he spends his money on. You know, this is something you learn as a teacher. Well, you know, Mr. Hall, I didn't have time to finish my report last night. I'm not going to be able to make it to practice tomorrow morning because I've got an exam that day and I got to study tonight. How long have you known about your exam? I don't know, 3 weeks. When did you start studying? Do I have to answer this question? You know, I've had this conversation with kids so many times and it's like, well, if you actually cared enough to plan for that thing, you would have started studying 2.5 weeks ago. And you would have said, I'm so prepared that I don't even have to study the night before. Maybe I'll just review my notes in the morning. That's just a little refresher. I'll be fine. My point is that when people, you see what people prioritize by the way that they act. Okay. The powers that be in the Catholic Church today are the reason that we have the powers that be in the world today. All grace flows into the world through the church. All grace comes in the world from the altar. It should be no surprise to us that as that font of divine grace has been cramped for the last 50, 60 years, in an official sense, in various different ways, as that has happened, the world has gone to pot. In a way that's been really quick. It shouldn't surprise anybody that you have the explosion of the Second Vatican Council, and then you have the 1960s. When did the Second Vatican Council end? 1965. When did Woodstock take place, which is sort of the festival par excellence of the sexual revolution, 1969. There should be no secret there. There should be no conundrum there. It's just something that kind of happens. You have the changing of the liturgy. And then what do you have? You have the mass exodus from the Catholic Church. Now, it does not mean that leaving the Catholic Church is justified because they change the liturgy. That's not the case. Personally, I don't know what I would do. I sympathize with some Catholics. And if you're listening, maybe this is your situation. For me, I can drive. I can drive an hour I can drive 1 hour and I can be at a amazing traditional Catholic mass every day, and sometimes less than an hour, depending on where the priests are going to go to the mission chapel and so forth. I never will not have access to it, normally speaking. Even if I lived 2.5 hours away, I know that there is the Society of St. Pius X in southwestern Ontario. And kind of no matter where I lived in southwestern Ontario, I'd never be more than 2.5 hours away. It's a long time, but it's not really a long time. I mean, how far would you drive to save your soul? I would never be without it. There are some people who live in states or provinces where they are really far away from tradition and there's nothing they can do about it. And they dislike what goes on at their average parish. And again, I'm not here to beat up on the Novus Ordo. I got good friends in the Novus Ordo. God bless you. I couldn't care less. Honestly, like people, you know, I've never understood this propensity of certain traditional Catholics that they get mad. Like, listen, before I came to the conclusions in my conscience, and the Protestants, and I'm not saying this as a jab at any of our good-natured Protestant listeners, but the crux of the arguments of how to interpret Scripture and interpret the laws of the Church from a Protestant perspective, there's a truth in it. The conscience is important. It is. The conscience is important. But the formation of the conscience is what makes the conscience in and of itself good at making decisions. Okay? Otherwise, you know, it's like, you know, the parody becomes, well, the 12-year-old kid who watches pornography, he followed his conscience. It's like, well, clearly that's a problem. Okay? But in the truest sense of being convicted about something with actually thinking about it properly and doing the best you can to come to a conviction, for me, there was a certain point when I said, I just can't go to the new mass anymore. I just don't want to subject my kids to it. That's just where I'm at. And I have my reasons. I've read my stuff, but I'm just at that place because I've prayed about it and I've used my Catholic sense. I'm not saying that you're not a Catholic priest if you do the Novus Ordo. I'm not saying that you're not a good person if you, I'm not saying any of those things at all, and I wouldn't dare say those things. Judge not lest you be judged. Okay? I'm just saying that from where I'm standing, it's just a decision that I've had to make, and no one else can make that decision but you. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't access the traditional mass. I don't know. I don't know what I do. It's a hypothetical situation that I'm not a part of, but I sympathize. So there's a lot of Catholics right now that are really cut up about what's happening because I have friends who live in just across the river from Detroit. They're 2.5 hours away. They have a Latin mass in their city, but the bishop has come down hard on it, and there was a priest actually suspended from the diocese. I had to write an article about it. Suspended from the diocese today because he wouldn't disclose his medical information. You know what that means. A priest of the Catholic Church, a priest of Jesus Christ, was taken out of active duty at a time when there's not enough priests to serve the faithful. And he's not allowed to be around. He's not allowed to have contact. 1 week ago, he was allowed to hear confessions. This week, they've deemed it too unsafe for him to do so. I know the man who suspended him, too. He's a demon. I have to say that. He was removed from active duty. They cut off the guy's access to his phone. It literally said in the bulletin, don't call Father Tony at this line because he's not going to be able to access it. Basically saying, don't call him. We're making him disappear until he takes the jab. I have friends who live in that city. That's part of my diocese. They have to drive 2.5 hours to go to the society if they wanted to. Otherwise, they got to go to the traditional mass in their city, which the bishop is restricting. I believe they also have the Eastern Rite, which they can go to as well. But the point is, this is affecting people really hard right now. And it's really evil. It really is so evil. You know, at a certain point, you got to sign up for an actual membership. You can't just listen on the free stream. You got to go to crusadechannel.com/go. I'm just saying. Use the coupon code Kennedy. At a certain point, though, you have to, recognize that your father is a drunk. You have to recognize that your brother is addicted to Coke, not Pepsi. You have to recognize that, you know, that your dad is slapping your mother. You got to at a certain point, these are just things that you have to say, I can't explain these things away anymore. You know, the last 50 or 60 years has been a matter of, you know, well, I mean, so, Pope so-and-so, he was a good guy. You know, I mean, they say he's a saint. And I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean it. And he meant to do this. And well, the next guy, yeah, he was pretty good too. And well, I mean, that was kind of weird. And I wouldn't have done that if I had my way. But I mean, I'm not in a position. I'm not the Pope. I mean, I he had good intentions and he was really good about this and that. So, I mean, he's a pretty good Pope. And, you know, fair enough. But when you see a pattern of abusive behavior over a long period of time, you just have to call it what it is. It's abuse. No Catholic is required to submit themselves to abuse. And I want to say something right now, okay? I guess I can always say what I want. This is my show. but you know, I've had conversations with a lot of Catholics about the Society of St. Pius X. It's kind of a lightning rod when you come out as a society defender and you're a little bit visible in this tiny corner of the internet that traditional Catholic commentators occupy. There's like 12 of us. There's like 100,000 people that watch. I mean, it's a small world. When you occupy this weird little corner of the internet, people see what you're saying. And it's a very committed group. Last year in 2020, when our bishop decided to shut down the Mass, because of course it's not worth risking your health to go to church. That's not like Jesus said, spend time around the lepers or anything. I mean, that's probably just the old Bible, not the new springtime one. When Jesus said, care not about your body and only care about those who kill your soul, he didn't mean it, did he? He meant care about your body and don't worry about your soul. In any case, when they closed down the Mass, we invited people to go to the society. We didn't say, hey, leave your parish forever. We just said, you can't go to your parish because it's closed. And I know you probably want to go to Mass because you're a Catholic. Eventually, the society chapel had to shut down. They had never stopped giving us our sacraments. You could always book small masses for your family, sacraments, that sort of thing. They've always found a way to go around. But the government oppression here was really strict. It was very much a catacomb situation. But the diocese did nothing. The priests weren't even supposed to hear confession. Mortal sin, sucks to be you. Hellfire for you because there's a virus out there.